We're here with World Council's Megan O'Donnell. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Jet lag is wearing off.
Finally.
It's been like 4 days, so okay. I'm getting there. So I'm ready. Good. I'm ready to broadcast.
The jet lag is wearing off just in time for you to take off.
I know where we are right now.
We're in Singapore.
We're in Singapore.
Yes, at this grand place called the Convention Center. It's huge here. Yeah. So let's talk. Well, first of all, how's the conference going for you?
I'm sure you've been really busy.
So
yeah, I've been catching up with a lot of people that I've only known over Skype for the last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Which has been great.
Yeah, it's good to see people face to face like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the sessions have been really informative. Mm-hmm. And I'm putting together my own panel tomorrow morning.
All right. I hear it's a digital payments panel. Word has it.
It is. It is all about digital payments and how credit unions around the world are bringing innovations in technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of one of the components of our international projects division in DC that we're trying to bring technology mm-hmm. all over the world.
Yeah.
So the panel's going to be pretty interesting.
Actually. Yeah,
we have four people.
Okay, let's hear who's on it.
Well, we've got
besides you.
Well. We've got a little international. Well, there's me. I'm moderating.
You?
I'm
okay,
moderating.
Okay, cool. Okay, right on.
And then we have some international representation from the Philippines. We have Sylvia Paraguaya from NATCO, the Federation in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
Who's we might do some work with very soon. And then we have Tony Del Fierro from Sound Credit Union mm-hmm. in Seattle, Washington.
Yep.
And they're both talking about what they're doing in digital payments.
Great.
And Tony's actually doing some work with blockchain and similar to blockchain.
Okay.
Actually, it's not blockchain. Take that back. But it's similar to that.
Something along those lines.
Something along those lines.
Yes.
And so he's going to talk about basically digital transformation in
mm-hmm.
general
mm-hmm.
and with what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's actually working with is Mojiloop, which is technology by the Gates Foundation.
Okay.
And it's part of their whole initiative to do digital payments in a socially beneficial way.
Mm-hmm.
They have these principles called the Level 1 Principles,
mm-hmm.
Which is basically to benefit the poor, to benefit society in general.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes to my third panelist, who is Pawan Bakshi from the Gates Foundation's mm-hmm. India office on the Financial Services for the Poor group. So he's on the panel too. So it's kind of interesting because Tony's a U.S. credit union using this technology,
oh,
and the Gates
really?
Foundation doesn't do a lot of work in the U.S., but they happen to be using it.
Okay, okay.
And then my fourth panelist is actually the technology partner that's doing the work, Sound Credit Union, and might do some other international work with us. And they're called Modus Box. They're,
uh-huh.
they're a tech firm doing a lot with really innovative, the future
mm-hmm.
of open source
mm-hmm.
payments technology.
Exciting stuff,
and
indeed.
And this is all going to kind of the holy grail of digital payments these days, which is international payments, connecting credit unions all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at actually connecting the two on the stage. So that would
really?
Be, I mean, we're talking like big picture, big long term.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's kind of where I'm expecting the conversation to hopefully go.
Okay.
So that's kind of it.
I'm sure you'll probably get these from the audience as well, but the importance of digital payments on a global, connecting this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we can both know why it's important, but just I want to get your take on that. Why is this so important right now?
Well, I heard this quote, actually, Tony on my panel said this quote to me a few weeks ago, and it was, payments are a social activity.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was kind of a very simple concept,
yeah.
but they are the social fabric of how we relate to each other,
right,
whether
right.
it's paying your dad $10 for lunch or
going to Starbucks for a latte or something like that.
It's really a social. So it's also the basis for financial inclusion. It's kind of an entry point for financial inclusion, and it just in general makes society more efficient.
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's it's something if we can digitize and make more efficient and make it easier to track.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, really is kind of the entry point of why it's
yeah.
of the economy to make everything work better.
On the surface though, it sounds very, well, maybe even below the surface, it sounds pretty complicated though, because you have different currencies and stuff. And I mean, I know coming over here, I don't know, the digitization has made things easier, obviously, because
right.
you come here, you use your credit card or your debit card,
right.
and it works. You know, you don't have to worry about, oh gosh, I gotta
pull. I've yet to go to the ATM. Right? I've used my credit card for absolutely everything.
I've used a little bit of cash. I went and did some, I did a little transfer and stuff at the airport. But so that was kind of neat. I got an education there because I don't do that very often. But it just makes everything so much easier. And I'm assuming this is kind of the motivation for that as well.
It is
the
motivation.
As well as the inclusion part.
And it's also just, I mean, just the social benefit of it. I like to give the example of simple things like government services. There are areas of the world that don't have electricity. Not because they don't have the money to pay for it, but simply because the provider of electricity doesn't have any way to collect payment. So we're going to have...
That's why it's not there.
That's why it's not there.
Wow,
so if there's a way for people to pay for the electric grid,
right,
suddenly they have electricity.
Yeah, yeah.
And if there's a way for people to pay taxes, suddenly they have a government.
Mm-hmm.
And so things can become much more...
Wow, things sprout from there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the seed. Okay,
you
I got
know,
it.
And then people can learn how to, you know, do finance because they suddenly have access to networks.
What time is this panel tomorrow? Because I want to. If I have time, I would love to go in there.
9 to 10:15.
All right, I'm gonna see if I can sneak in there. I would love to hear a few tidbits because it sounds super interesting.
No, it is. It's kind of our vision, and it feeds into a lot of the work that we're doing at Woku. So.
And it's making our world. I don't want to say smaller. Seems kind of such a trite comment, but it really kind of makes, I guess, more connected. Yeah,
it's
as opposed to we were so separate before. You know, you have that currency. You have that currency.
And as Woku, we're trying to build tools and build sort of sharing of learning that everyone can access. Because you know, you don't want to reinvent the wheel every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of credit unions. You know, we're small. We're out in the field. We tend to bootstrap a lot of technology.
Yeah.
I like to say it like this. It's cool. You know, there's so many stories of like people using innovative technology, and it just sort of stays in their locale.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to be that kind of connector, and so using technology as that platform, so everybody can, you know, learn together.
Exactly. So. Technology seems to be. I was telling Kalina, technology seems to be this thread that is now running through all of our lives these days. All right.
And then one more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
We are actually launching a new digital transformation lab at our Woku. DC, which is going to be the fall.
What?
And like,
wow.
So I mean, we're going to do that pretty soon.
Okay.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
And we're going to basically roll in a lot of the technology work we're doing,
and
kind of put it in one place. And I'm going to announce that tomorrow.
When is this going to be happening again? This fall?
In the fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably September, October. We have a couple of big activities that we're using as the platform to launch.
Well, maybe I'll be inquiring you guys then to do another interview to talk about that.
Well, cool. I would love to.
That'd be fun. Fun. All right. Via Skype.
And then
don't use that enough.
Then we'll see you next year in the Bahamas.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else to add to wrap up here? I mean,
no.
This is super interesting stuff, and I hope I can sneak into that in that panel discussion. It sounds really neat.
We'll let you in. I'll leave your name at the door.
Thank you. The bouncer's not going to kick me out.
No.
All right. No cover charge. All right.
No cover charge.
Thank you very much, Megan.
Right,
well done.